How to Read and Understand the Psalms by Bruce K. Waltke and Fred G. Zaspel. Crossway, 2023, 608 pages. A book review from Books at a Glance by G.T. Tran. Summary of Content. A few years ago, I made an ambiguous goal to read everything Bruce Waltke has written. Having acquainted myself with some of Waltke's major works, I was delighted to discover that he and Fred G. Zaspel recently co-authored How to Read and Understand the Psalms. In this book, they aim to equip Christians to read the Psalms profitably. The reason is as follows. The complexities of the Book of Psalms present unique challenges to interpretation, and even its poetry requires thoughtful reflection. The historical setting of the Psalms themselves is distinct from ours, and even the Old Covenant religious settings differ considerably from ours. All this requires significant learning on our part to maximize our understanding. The book has 15 chapters and 3 appendixes. Roughly speaking, half of the chapters deal with general issues in Psalm studies, while the other half explains rhetorical techniques and demonstrates how these techniques are applied to various types of Psalms. Here's a glance at the table of contents. Chapter 1, Introduction to the Psalms. Chapter 2, Hermeneutics, Interpreting the Psalms as Believers. Chapter 3, The Historical Setting of the Psalms. Chapter 4, The Royal Orientation of the Psalms. Chapter 5, The Liturgical Setting of the Psalms. Chapter 6, Hebrew Poetry. Chapter 7, Form Criticism and Psalm Forms. Chapter 8, Praise Psalms. Chapter 9, Petition Lament Psalms. Chapter 10, Individual Songs of Grateful Praise. Chapter 11, Songs of Trust. Chapter 12, Messianic Psalms. Chapter 13, Didactic Psalms. Chapter 14, Rhetorical Devices and Structures. Chapter 15, The Final Arrangement of the Psalter. Appendix 1, Superscripts, Postscripts, or Both. Appendix 2, A Canonical Process Approach to the Psalms. Appendix 3, Summary of Psalm Forms. Evaluation of Content. The book stands out for at least 2 reasons. First, Waltke and Zaspel explain their concepts with ample illustrations from the Psalter. For example, after noting some distinct elements of the Petition Lament Psalms, the authors give us a sample of 15 psalms showing how each psalm displays the elements they observe. Similarly, when discussing specific features in the praise psalms, the authors sample 10 psalms. The sheer number of examples helpfully illustrate Waltke and Zaspel's ideas, making them concrete and easy to understand. Second, the book interacts with recent scholarship. Although Waltke's previous lectures on biblical training and biblical learning form the basis of the book, he and Zaspel state that much more has been added. Indeed, I was intrigued to discover recent work on the Psalms in the bibliography, such as J. M. Hambleton's Commentaries, 2021, D. A. Gunderson's Dissertation, 2015, and P. Ho's Monograph, 2019. Instead of letting their readers drink from a stagnant pond of knowledge, Waltke and Zaspel offer them a fresh drink from the constant stream of biblical scholarship. Overall, in this book, Waltke and Zaspel set out to equip readers to read the Psalms profitably, and they certainly succeed in that goal. Making my way through the book is like sitting in a master class on the Psalms. I enjoy the book very much and cannot recommend it highly enough. G.T. Tran.